Dark Side Ableton Lev 12 Subsign Course for Heavyweight Sub Impact for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Intermediate Level. We're staying in arrangement view, using stock Ableton devices, and the whole mission is simple. Gas sign sub that hits heavy, clean, and consistent under classic breaks without swallowing the groove or turning to mush on big systems. Let's build this like a proper tune, not like a loop that never changes. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo in the classic jungle zone, 165 to 170. Create an audio track for your breaks, a MIDI track for your sub, and if you want extra audibility later, another track for sub harmonics. Then select the sub and the harmonics track and group them into a bass bus. The whole point is control. One fader, one place to manage the low end. On your master, drop Ableton Spectrum. Not because we're mixing with our eyes, but because it'll keep you honest when you think your sub is massive, but it's actually just loud low mid. Now let's build the sub instrument. On the sub MIDI track, load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave, full level. Turn off B, C, and D. Make it mono. Set voices to 1. This matters. Jungle low end is about focus. If the sub starts behaving like a pad, you're already losing. Now add glide, but keep it tasteful. Turn on glide and set the time somewhere around 40 to 90 milliseconds. 40 is subtle. 90 starts to get that nasty slide. We'll automate it later for turnarounds, so don't overdo it yet. After operator, build a simple utility chain. Saturator, EQ8, and utility. On saturator, choose soft sign or analog clip. Drive it lightly, like 1.5 to 4.5 dB. You're not trying to distort the sub into a res. You're just adding enough harmonics so the note reads on headphones and smaller speakers. Then match the output so it's not better just because it's louder. If there's one habit that will level up your low end fast, it's gain matching. EQ8 next. Leave the high pass off on the actual sub. Don't delete your fundamental out of fear. If the mix gets cloudy, do a gentle wide dip around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That's usually the zone where a saturated sign starts masking the break's body, and it's also where rooms tend to lie to you. Then utility, width to 0%, hard mono. This is not optional. And keep headroom. As a starting point, you can aim for sub peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB on the track. The exact number isn't sacred, but the concept is, don't build your whole tune around a clipped sub channel. Checkpoint moment. Play A1, 55 Hz, or if you're in F minor, try F1, around 44 Hz. You should feel a pure tone with a tiny bit of edge if saturator is on. If it already sounds fuzzy or flat, back off the drive. Next, we deal with clicks and we shape impact. Clicks happen because short notes start and stop away from the waveform's zero crossing. In fast music like jungle, you'll use short notes, so this matters. Go into operator's amp envelope. Set the attack to a tiny fade-in, 2 to 8 milliseconds. That alone fixes most click problems. Then shape the tail. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. That release is the secret sauce for making stabs feel physical without sounding like they're being chopped off with scissors. Here's a great jungle trick. Set attack around 2 to 4 milliseconds and release around 60 to 90. Then write short sub notes that act like ghost kicks. You're not actually adding a kick, but the low end punctuation gives the illusion of extra drum weight. Now we write the sub part. Dark Side sub writing is not about fancy bass lines. It's about roots, minor movement, and most importantly, space. Pick a key. Let's use F minor as the example. Build an 8 bar loop to start. Bars 1 and 2. Establish the root, F. Bars 3 and 4, move to something like E flat or C for that dark pull. Bars 5 to 8, repeat with a variation and more breathing room. Think in phrases, like language. One bar asks a question, the next bar answers. And sometimes, you don't answer at all. That missing answer becomes the hook. A practical way to program it, keep most notes longer than you think, then cut a few strategically to create groove. Pay attention to the snare. In jungle, the snare is sacred space. Try not to start a sub note exactly on the main snare hit, and be careful with long sustains that mask the snare's body. Even if your sound is just a sign, saturation and room acoustics can push energy into that 180 to 250 area where the snare lives emotionally. Try this vibe in words. Bar 1. F1 held almost the whole bar, then a short pickup F1 and 8th note before bar 2. Bar 2. F1 is shorter stabs on offbeats. Bar 3. E-flat 1 held for half a bar plus a short stab. Bar 4. Back to F1, but leave an 8 note gap before the snare. Bars 5 to 8. Repeat, but add a quick C1 as a turnaround somewhere near the end, like a little tripwire. Roll to keep repeating, The sub should feel like it's answering the break, not fighting it. Now we arrange. This is where the heavy really comes from. Not more processing. Structure. Let's map out a reliable jungle framework, around 64 bars or so. Intro, bars 1 to 17. In the first 8 bars, no full sub. Let the Atmos, tops, and drums set the scene. Then from bars 9 to 17, tease the sub without giving away the weight. How do we tease it? Automate an EQ8 high pass filter on the sub track. In the intro, set the high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, so you only hear a hint of upper movement. Then sweep it down gradually as you approach the drop, aiming to land around 40 to 60 Hz right before the drop. It's anticipation. You're telling the system, get ready, without actually delivering yet. Then the drop, bars 17 to 33. At bar 17, remove that high pass, full sub comes in. First 8 bars of the drop, keep the sub simpler. Let the break be the star. Second 8 bars, add one variation only. One extra pickup note, or one bar where you switch to E flat or C. Don't overwrite it. Old school magic is hypnotic, not busy. And here's the arrangement trick that makes people pull the bass face. Somewhere mid-drop, like bar 25, mute the sub for half a bar, then slam it back in. That silence makes the return feel heavier than any plugin boost. Silence is bass best friend. Then a breakdown or a bridge. Bars 33 to 49. Strip it back. Hats. Atmos. Maybe a vocal stab. Bring the sub back as single hits, like punctuation marks, not a full pattern. You can reintroduce the full sub with a filter sweep, or by gradually increasing note density. Second drop. Bars 49 to 65. Keep the same core pattern, but change the relationship to the break. This is a big one. You can keep the same notes and still make it feel new by shifting placement. In drop 1, maybe your sub emphasizes the end after the kick. In drop 2, it emphasizes the space after the snare. Same pitch, same sound. New attitude. Now let's lock the sub to the break with sidechain compression. Old school jungle isn't meant to pump like modern EDM, but you do need space so the kick and snare crack through. On the sub track, add Ableton compressor. Enable sidechain and choose your breaks track as the input. If you're sidechaining from a full break, use the sidechain EQ inside the compressor. High pass it around 80 to 120 Hz. That way, the detector reacts more to the transience of the kick and snare, not the constant low rumble. Settings to start. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds so you don't completely erase the sub's front edge. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds and time it to the groove so it breathes naturally. Then set threshold so you're getting 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. Clarity, not pumping. Now, translation. If your sub feels amazing on monitors but disappears on small speakers, do not just crank it. Build a harmonics layer. Duplicate your sub track, or make a new MIDI track called Sub Harmonics. Put operator on it again, but you can use a sine or a triangle. Triangle gives more harmonics naturally. Then add saturator, EQ8, and utility. On this harmonics layer, drive the saturator more like 4 to 8 dB. But then, and this is the important part, high pass it. In EQ8, set a high pass at 120 to 180 Hz. Mandatory. This layer is not allowed to add extra low end. It's only there so you can hear the bass note on small systems. Utility to mono again. Width 0. Blend it in quietly until you can identify notes at low volume, then back it off a touch. Quick advanced sanity check if you're layering. Solo the sub and harmonics together. Then put utility on one layer and hit phase invert. If the low end vanishes noticeably, your harmonics layer is still generating too much low. Raise the high pass cutoff or reduce saturation. Now let's make it feel truly dark side with automation. Sub bass doesn't need to be constantly changing, but the right changes in the right places feel like menace. First, glide automation. Keep glide at around 40 milliseconds normally. Then in turnaround bars, like bar 8 or 16, ramp it up to 80 or even 120 milliseconds, just for that moment. It should feel like a controlled slide into the next phrase, not a permanent portamento bass line. Second, drive automation. Add 1 to 2 dB more saturator drive in the second half of the drop for an energy lift. Again, gain match if needed. You want intensity, not a volume trick. Third, if a specific note blooms too much, automate a tiny EQ notch only on those bars. Solve problems in time, not permanently, so the rest of your tune stays full. And fourth, mute automation. A single quarter bar or half bar mute before a crash or a snare fill gives instant reload energy without stopping the track. Now some coach notes to keep you on the rails. Think roll-based arranging. Decide what the sub is doing in each 8-bar section. Anchor roll. long notes that glue the track together, minimal change, pressure roll, more offbeats and shorter notes, urgency without extra layers, fret roll, sparse hits and longer gaps, where the silence does the intimidation. If you change roles instead of randomly editing notes, your arrangement starts writing itself. Also, keep your fundamental stable. Dark side often gets scarier from when the sub hits, not from lots of pitch movement. Try keeping the same note and shifting placement so it interacts with ghost kicks and snare drags in the break. And check your sub in mono and at low monitoring level. Quiet listening is the truth test. You should still perceive phrases, like sentences, even if the bass is barely audible. If it only works loud, you've probably written a constant line with not enough gaps.